Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United Kingdom and European Union appear to be on the brink of a Brexit deal that will define their future relationship. It's been more than 10 months since Britain formally exited the bloc, and talks on a trade deal have gone down to the wire, with the UK due to leave the single market and customs union at the end of the month. Sources in London and Brussels say the deal was close, as Prime Minister Boris Johnson held a late-night conference call with his cabinet senior ministers. Key sticking points have been EU fishing rights in British waters, as well as how to ensure a level playing field for competition between the two sides. The deal would avert the prospect of both sides imposing widespread import taxes come January the 1st. We'll also cover issues such as security, transportation, and energy. There's expected to be news conferences in Brussels and London on Thursday morning. Europe on Wednesday began easing travel bans on Britain, put in place to contain a new strain of the COVID-19 virus that British officials believe spreads faster. The discovery of the new strain set off alarm bells worldwide, just as more countries, including Switzerland and Qatar, began vaccine campaigns to halt a pandemic that has claimed more than 1.7 million lives since it began a year ago in China. The European Commission has urged EU nations to reopen their borders to Britain and replace the blockades with mandatory tests for arrivals. U.S. President Donald Trump vetoed the annual defense bill, which would have funded the Pentagon with more than $740 billion. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Trump's latest pardons include his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, associate Roger Stone, and Charles Kushner, a real estate developer and the father of Trump's son-in-law. Trump issued the second wave of pardons in as many days after arriving in Palm Beach, Florida, on Wednesday for the holiday. On Tuesday, the president pardoned four Blackwater contractors convicted in the shooting deaths of more than a dozen Iraqi civilians, prompting outrage from some human rights activists and Iraqis. So far, President Trump has pardoned 26 individuals and commuted part or all of these sentences of an additional three people. Latin America received its first doses of COVID-19 vaccine on Wednesday, with a shipment landing in Mexico City. Officials say Mexico plans to begin vaccinating healthcare workers Thursday. Mexico's foreign secretary said the arrival of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine marks the beginning of the end of that pandemic. Mexico is scheduled to receive 1.4 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Other Latin American countries are expecting vaccine shipments, or as Argentina did on Wednesday, approving vaccines for use in their country. President Trump warned Wednesday he would hold Iran responsible, and even if of a fatal attack of Americans in Iraq as the first anniversary of the killing of a top Iranian general in a U.S. airstrike approaches. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had already pointed the finger at Tehran, while the U.S. military command that covers the region said that the rocket attack was almost certainly conducted by an Iranian-backed rogue militia group. Its statement said that while it caused no injuries, U.S. injuries, or casualties, the attack did damage buildings in the U.S. embassy compound and was clearly not intended to avoid casualties. This week, two Iran-backed militias in Iraq denied responsibility for the rocket attack. And Canada's health regulator authorized a second COVID-19 vaccine on Wednesday. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he will extend the suspension of flights from the United Kingdom because of the new variant there, calling the situation very serious. Health Canada said the vaccine from U.S. biotech firm Moderna is safe for use in the country. Moderna said it anticipates starting shipments to Canada within 48 hours. It follows the approval of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in Canada earlier this month. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.